there's what you see right before you, fans cheering for their team, in this case, during a pep rally right before game time Friday. For some, it might have been their first Colonel fan experience. It wasn't a first for former EKU Sports Information Director Carl Park. He's been following the Colonels for decades, but realizes tournament exposure reaches thousands of miles away.
Just untold the amount of exposure you get from all around the country. And you could be recruiting a player out of Montana or Idaho, and we're on the map.
Park, who maintains a close contact with the basketball program, says Eastern needs 5 more recruits to sign this year. The Ohio Valley Conference, of which EKU is a member, benefits financially. And of course, in a day when the television listings are full of basketball games, OVC Commissioner Beth DeBush says TV coverage is a selling point.
The more programs on television, the more attractive it is to recruits and families as they think of institutions. And certainly from an admissions and an attraction standpoint, you cannot buy the exposure that you get from being in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
The tournament attention comes in all forms of media. While the television broadcasts are front and center, according to the university's interim vice president for marketing and communications, Mark Sandy, EKU is also recognized in faraway print publications.
Everything from, you know, being on the front of the USA Today and then the LA Times, and then our Marcus Lewis going to the Final Four for the dunk contest, whatever it is, you try to build on that momentum and capture it while you can.
The impact of an NCAA basketball berth can be measured within athletics and within the Eastern campus as a whole. Acting Athletics Director Simon Gray says increased season ticket sales and fundraising opportunities are possible. Still, he says the number one goal is to expose the school and get more applications. Vice President for Development and Alumni Relations Michael Eastman says an appearance can turn academic-minded heads.
You know, I ought to find out what's going on there more, or I'd like to support them this year because I know they can always use the funds. And sports is a great way to connect people, whether it's on the academic side or the learning side or on possibly employment in higher ed. I mean, all of those things impact us. If it's positive, it's always good news.
Eastman says fundraising is a never-ending process in higher ed. He says it used to be states provided all the funds needed, but now state schools are raising money for themselves. EKU President Michael Benson says a yet-to-be-announced capital campaign can get a boost from postseason basketball play.
We still haven't set that dollar amount, so I don't want to suggest anything right now, but that'll be part of our plan moving forward, how much we feel like we can raise. And it'll be a stretch goal. It'll be more than we've ever raised before, but we feel like we're ready for it. And events like this that generate the excitement on the part of people certainly help.
Benson was recognized for fundraising accomplishments in his previous job as president at Southern Utah University. That included exceeding an ultimate goal of $100 million. So the attention given to basketballs going through the hoops can lead to other benefits like dollars for academics and students coming for campus visits. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.